He's not giving up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The president will go to Ohio today touting that new infrastructure law and pushing the spending plan still stalled at the Senate.
President Biden is already warning that energy prices here could go through the roof if Russia decides to invade Ukraine.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Lorain, Ohio.
He's going to look for a solution from Democrats in Congress, pushing the Build Back Better plan. In fact, he's teasing what he's going to say today on Twitter. He says, my Build Back Better agenda, it'll help meet the moment on climate, create good-paying jobs, and lower energy costs for Americans.
Now, inflation is the top concern for those surveyed in a new Quinnipiac poll. Only 35% approve of the job the president is doing overall. The U.S. and NATO don't believe Russia's claims of a true pullback from the Ukraine border.
The trend, the net effect has been a steady increase. But you know, the fact that you're putting a battle tank on a train and move it in some direction doesn't prove withdrawal of troops.
NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg, the U.S. still maintains the Ukraine invasion could happen any day. Testimony resumes at the hate crimes trial for three white men already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Fox's Evan Brown is on the case live.
Yeah, Dave, this is a federal trial against Gregory and Travis McMichael, the father and adult son, and their neighbor, William Bryan. On Wednesday, the jurors heard from an FBI agent detailing years of text messages from all three defendants containing racial slurs and social media posts describing violence against black people. All three of them are already serving life sentences in a Georgia prison for Arbery's murder. They were convicted in state court last fall of chasing Arbery and shooting him as he jogged through their neighborhood near Brunswick, Dave.
But another state's easing guidance on masks. Michigan no longer advises local leaders to require them in schools or other indoor places. The U.S. women's Olympic hockey team has to settle for silver, losing to Canada 3-2 in the gold medal game. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
There were another 136,000 COVID cases in the U.S. yesterday, but that's far less than we were seeing in a day in January's record Omicron variant surge. We're on the downside of that wave, with cases down 4 weeks in a row.
About half of Americans have gotten booster shots, and there have been nearly 80 million COVID cases reported in the U.S. So a new study says those numbers mean about 73% of Americans are immune to Omicron for now. Research done for the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation Model shows that immunity may go up to as much as 80% by next month. A professor at the University of Washington who worked on it says we have been exposed to this virus and we know how to deal with it. But officials warn there will be future COVID outbreaks because of some people rejecting vaccines as well as new variants. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Trucks remain parked, blocking streets in Canada's capital, Ottawa, but for how much longer?
We will stand on the side of Canadians who deserve their lives back, who deserve their livelihoods back.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau angered conservatives, invoking emergency powers to end the COVID mandate protests, then further upset them, claiming they were standing on the side of people carrying swastikas.
Trudeau has invoked the Emergencies Act, which gives him the power to prohibit assembly and to require businesses like towing companies to do as the government says. And while the tow trucks stand by and some roads and bridges begin to reopen, the protesters don't appear to be giving in.
If I need to be fined in order to allow freedom to be restored in this country, millions of people have given far more for their freedom.
Meantime, Quebec is now withdrawing its vaccine passport mandate for restaurants and bars beginning next month. Authorities there say it's because of falling COVID cases, not the protest.
Fox's Trace Gallagher on Wall Street. Stock futures down modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.